Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Bob Dio, Bob engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday. It is it's been an unusual week here, kind of getting used to the new studio, but things are going very well here at KVOI. AM 1030. We are live weekdays during the noon hour on AM 1030, Tucson's trusted voice for local news and talk. Our media partners want to do a big shout out to TucsonSentinel.com, Green Valley News, and Sahuarita Sun, the local Tucson local media group and its portfolio of publications. That includes Inside Tucson Business, the Tucson Weekly, Oro Valley Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, and Desert Times. Our Friday Focus interview from Washington, United States Representative Raul Grijalva, a Democrat representing Arizona's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Grijalva is also the chair of the House Natural Resources Committee. With me in studio here in Tucson, Joe Ferguson, political writer for the Arizona Daily Star. Joe, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
How is your week?
It's going well. It's busy.
Very busy. Sarah Garrett Gasson is here, editorial page editor and columnist for the Arizona Daily Star, the area's largest daily newspaper. Sarah, a good Friday afternoon to you.
Thank you, kind sir.
All right, let's go now to Washington. And on the live line, Congressman Grijalva, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you. And happy Friday. And, you know, as we speak during this thing, we're waiting for the president to give his side of what this tentative agreement is between himself and House Democrats, primarily Pelosi, as to opening the government, and then the process to discuss security after that. So if what I'm hearing is true, then there's an agreement that the House, that the government would reopen, and that as we passed January 3rd, by the way, that it would be, and that the discussion would go on for another month, relative to what would happen to security or and the mythical wall. So that's where we're at, and that is good news in a sense that people will not have to go 2 months without being paid, and more importantly, you know, it opens the government, something that should have for these kind of policy differences. I don't think going to the extreme of closing government is too much, you know, and people have suffered, things have slowed down, and it was starting to have a ripple effect on the health and safety of the American people. And so I think when 73% of the American people don't agree with the wall and blame the president for the shutdown, you know, I think eventually that pressure kind of moves you in a direction. And I'm glad that we're at this point that there will be an opening of government, at least for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. But that after this, I don't think any shutdown threat is ever going to work again.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because this is part of the deal. The White House has already said that it's going to be, he will announce it will be a 3-week chance for everybody to get back to the table. But so you're optimistic.
No, I think once the government's open, and once that function is back, I think politically to retake the country hostage again over the wall is going to be impossible.
All right, let's bring in our panelists here in our studio. Sarah Garrett Gasson, go ahead, Sarah. You're with Congressman.
Hi, I'm. From your understanding, does this agreement do anything to repay the furloughed workers, to for back pay, to bring any of that up to date as far as their paychecks and economically?
No. Well, here's the problem: as we're speaking on the show, that's to be discussed by both the president and Nancy after that. So, the whole assumption is that of the shutdown, that the, not only assumption, that's been the past practice, and that's part of the was going to happen is that they'll get their pay, and the people that are in a limbo are those individuals that work for a contractor, whether it was a technical or any other area, and who were not receiving any money, and therefore were not having their workers. They were gone. They were out of work too, and that's over a million people that work with contractors that have contracts with the federal government. Their status in terms of their receiving lost pay, I don't think they will, and that's nobody mentions that. But that's a bad fallout from this whole thing. A terrible fallout.
And they're probably the people paid hourly who.
Those are the people that clean,
right?
That provide technical issues. They're the people that help build the trails on our parks and clean up. They're the people that are attached to another to a federal contractor who hires them, and he doesn't have the same obligation as the government does to pay them.
Here's Joe Ferguson. Joe, join our conversation.
Congressman, I'm concerned about the 3 weeks where they'll be discussing border security. In your role as both, you know, representing a large swath of the Arizona-Mexico border, as well as your role in the National Resources Committee, what are you going to advise Nancy Pelosi about, you know, whether or not Southern Arizona needs a physical wall?
Well, I think, you know, Nancy is the speaker, has been pretty strong. I mean, however you cut this decision to reopen government, it is Nancy's win and Trump's loss. There's no question about it. This is the position she's taken since January 3rd, and that the House reinforced with what we passed. Now it's here. We passed another resolution last night, essentially the same thing, and she said we're not going to talk about anything until the government's open. Government's open, that discussion will happen. And I think what we've emphasized, and I have, and others, is for Democrats, let's define security for ourselves and not have it defined by Trump as a wall, you know, a wall that will stop drug abuse in America, a wall that will stop all drugs in America, a wall that will stop all crime in America, all fantasy, all not true. It's not efficient. It is not going to work. So what is security along the border? And security is ports of entry, more customs officials, technology. So let's define security that really does security. And if we get to that conversation, you know, I think all of us are prepared to have that kind of a discussion about security. But to squander $5.7 billion that could be used much better at our ports of entry and staffing up our customs, I think is a false choice. So that's still going to be the debate. But I think that now the debate has shifted where we can define security for better. And let the American people know that we're not merely saying no to a wall. We are saying we have defined security in a way that's empathetic, in a way that's efficient, and in a way that provides more security.
All right, Congressman, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the break here. Then we're going to carry some of this from CBS when we come back. So you're not going to miss anything, okay?
No, I'm good. I'm watching. You know how they have the...
Yeah,
I'm watching.
Good. But I want to tell people about my favorite bakery in town. That's Mona's Danish Bakery. Mona's is home of the Danish Kringle, located northeast corner Swan and Sunrise. Owner Steve, he's also the chief baker. Oh my goodness, what a wide variety of European-style breads and pastries. Open now for lunch. I'm hungry just thinking about it. Northeast corner Swan and Sunrise, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, on the web at monasdanishbakery.com, and of course at buckmastershow.com. There's a link to all of our great sponsors. So we're going to take our break here on the Buckmaster Show. Joe Ferguson sticks around, Sarah Garrett Gasson, both from the Star, and on the live line, Congressman Grijalva will come back. We'll hear a little bit of what the president is saying from the White House right after the break.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has a 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee working to identify transportation priorities for the region and will be seeking public input on those priorities before too long. These priorities will help guide development of an RTA continuation plan. The current RTA plan and half-cent excise tax will continue through June 2026. To learn more, please visit rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
And right on cue, the President of the United States walking up to the podium. It's Buckmaster. We have Congressman Grijalva on the line. Let's listen a little bit to the President right now.
That we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government. As everyone knows, I have a very powerful alternative, but I didn't want to use it at this time. Hopefully, it will be unnecessary. I want to thank all of the incredible federal workers and their amazing families who have shown such extraordinary devotion in the face of this recent hardship. You are fantastic people. You are incredible patriots. Many of you have suffered far greater than anyone but your families would know or understand. And not only did you not complain, but in many cases you encouraged me to keep going because you care so much about our country and about its border security. Again, I thank you. All Americans, I thank you. You are very, very special people. I am so proud that you are citizens of our country. When I say make America great again, it could never be done without you. Great people. In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly or as soon as possible. It'll happen fast. I am asking Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to put this proposal on the floor immediately. After 36 days of spirited debate and dialogue, I have seen and heard from enough Democrats and Republicans that they are willing to put partisanship aside, I think, and put the security of the American people first. I do believe they're going to do that. They have said they are for complete border security, and they have finally and fully acknowledged that having barriers, fencing, or walls, or whatever you want to call it, will be an important part of the solution. A bipartisan conference committee of House and Senate lawmakers and leaders will immediately begin reviewing the requests of our Homeland Security experts and experts they...
All right. The president saying he's going to sign a bill. Congressman Grijalva with us on the live line. How can he sign something that the House has not already voted on? I'm a little confused.
I know, there was a piece of legislation that we voted on the other day that's essentially, you know, open it for a period of time, essentially this. But it's still, you know, it didn't get any traction at the Senate. So they're still, that's why we're all on 24-hour notice that I think this is still going to require some kind of congressional action and to get it done as soon as possible. But, you know, the House can do it pretty quickly, and the Senate's in today, so that, you know, the probability of doing something. I think you got it mixed up about signing a bill now. I think the bill afterwards. But, you know, knowing the process here has not been his strength throughout this.
Now, I want to also talk about last week, you're as chair of the Natural Resources Committee, yet an open forum on the border. Let me quickly go through the conclusions. Tribal sovereignty is being trampled on. Border communities are thriving, productive, and safe. A border wall forces Americans to lose land through eminent domain or to Mexico. A border wall will not make America safer. The border wall is harmful to the environment, endangered species, and national parks. And Americans overwhelmingly oppose the border wall. We just heard the president say that just the opposite of that, that Americans are in favor of the border wall. Your comments, please.
But, you know, we have been dealing with the whole rhetoric and hype by the president and some of his enablers here in Congress has been about this wall. And you know, fact, information has not dulled their rhetoric and everything to the opposite. This foundation of this wall is based on bigotry and it's based on lies. And I think that's it's kind of reached a point now. You know, people forget that in Arizona, we were the petri dish for the wall construction back starting 2005, 2006, and for the barrier construction. It's been 700 miles of wall barriers already on the southern border with Mexico. And I think, you know, looking at now after a period of time, 5-6 years, it's important to audit that to see what the consequences have been, what the results have been, and much of what the information that's going to be available is that, you know, the promises of a zero tolerance to crime or to unauthorized entries into this country, to contraband, to dope being smuggled, to guns going to the other the other way, that'll all stop because of this this wall. That is absolutely not true, and that's been the debate. Are we dealing with reality here, or are we still dealing with a campaign rally rhetoric that the president's been repeating over and over again?
All right. There's
no basis in fact.
Okay, let's bring our studio guests into the conversation again. Joe Ferguson is here from the Arizona Daily Star, and Sarah Garrett Gasson, also the Star. Sarah, go ahead.
Well, I know we don't want to get caught up in the style versus substance, although there's not a lot of substance from what he was talking about. But I was struck that coming out, his whole thing was about how everyone loves him. Hi, I've been on furlough and without pay for a couple weeks. Thank you. You're such a patriot. So, but moving past that, I think the congressman's point is extremely well taken. You're dealing with facts, information, knowledge, and from what we saw with the president just now, it's still talking about a wall or whatever you want to call it, and very much the show, the everyone loves me, everyone thinks I'm great. Do you expect anything to really get done, or are we just going to be in the same place in 3 weeks?
Well, I don't think we're going to. Let's hope. I was going to say I don't believe we'll be in the same place, but let's hope we're not in that same place. But I think that the president's response today and leading up to this has been as a consequence of the reaction of the public. Period. And as much as he's bellicose and likes to make promises and untruths, and the fact remains that you have to be sensitive, and the Republican Party has to be sensitive to that. That this shutdown has been branded Trump shutdown, and with that brand, also begins to affect every Republican. And so I think it's a calculated political move to end it now and hope that in these next 30 days something about security gets worked out. But you got to remember that from the very beginning, Speaker Pelosi said, "We are willing to work on anything you want around security, but there will be no wall money." And that hasn't changed. And going into this discussion, I think those are still going to be the areas, you know. And for people to say, "Well, why don't you just give them something?" I mean, this kind of petulance, this shutting down the government. This is not something that can be rewarded. I think we can deal with security, but you know, the wall is still going to be the point of contention.
Okay, here's Joe Ferguson. Come on in, Joe.
So, with all of this discussion about the wall and concerns there, do you think that Southern Arizona has a bad reputation now for being a dangerous place? Your family lives here. Your mother lives here. I mean, you've got deep roots.
To me, that has been, you know, somebody asked me that doing an interview, and I said the most heartbreaking thing for me is the place that I grew up, the place that my family's from, and generations of people and people that move there, the borderlands, and I include Tucson as part of the borderlands, that all of a sudden, you know, we're this conduit of criminals and rapists coming over, crime sky high, drug abuse coming across the border, all the drugs come across the border, and almost invariably, that has been the Secretary of Homeland Security, other scores of politicians, head to Nogales, head to Douglas, take a picture, and leave. And never do they get into debt and talk about to the businesses on the border. They don't talk to the churches. They don't talk to ranchers. They don't talk to regular folk that live and make a living and raise their kids there and talk to them about that reality. And the border city communities have the lowest crime rate, lower than Tucson and lower than any other communities. And the security issue that we are facing in the border is because of organized syndicated crime. And we fight that battle directly, but we're not fighting that battle. We're continuing, you know, unfortunately DHS has become, you know, a political arm for Trump, and that's unfortunate because their work is vital, but it should be independent and done the way the original mission of Homeland Security was, and we've forgotten all that. And so categorizing our region as this festering hole of crime and bad people, it not only hurts us in terms of the image, it hurts us in terms of investment. It hurts us in terms of creating opportunities economically for the region. Regardless of what party you belong to, political philosophy, on that note, That is that's the damage that has been done, and Trump escalated that damage even more.
And right now, the president is still speaking, quoting statistics, Congressman Grijalva, on drugs and crime, and saying that the border barrier is essential to keeping this country safe.
Yeah, and fact checked, if it uses the same ones, I'd be more creative and maybe change them, but use the same facts, fact checks, all kinds, that they're bogus. The way they combine numbers. I mean, you get into the details of it, but essentially, fact checks have said that the numbers you're using, President, are wrong, and they don't apply to this situation, but he continues to use it.
All right, so how is this going to play, Congressman Grijalva, with President Trump's base and perhaps maybe even more importantly, people like Ann Coulter?
Well, I'm sure Hannity and Ann Coulter and Ingram are going to say that he gave in to Nancy Pelosi, which he did. And probably, you know, hopefully they will not intimidate the president to the point that he backs out of this deal tonight or makes difficult to reach any compromise in the future. It's astounding to me how these three individuals have an inordinate amount of power as to the policy of this nation, but they seem to have it.
All right, Sarah, go ahead.
With this 3 week, assuming it happens, the State of the Union speech with that in, Speaker yep. Pelosi has said, you know, he's not going to be able to do it until the government's open. Do you think that was an effective political maneuver? And do you have any idea if he will be invited to present?
Well, I thought it was a good maneuver. I thought it was appropriate. It raised the significance of the shutdown even higher to the American people. And I don't know. I'm making the assumption it's going to go forward, right? But I'm not sure. So I don't have a definitive answer. I don't know that yet at this point, but I'm assuming it would because that was the condition. And throughout this whole issue, even as soon as the House of Representatives flipped to a majority Democrats and Pelosi became our speaker, Trump has had to deal with her, and she's reestablished the House in a very short period of time as we're a co-equal branch of government, and this is how we're going to work. And I think that she's been effective in, reestablishing the House of Representatives as something other than, supplicants that to the president. And I think that's good, and I think she's outmaneuvered him on every step of the way.
Joe Ferguson was with Senator McSally on the border. Was that just the other day, right, Joe?
Tuesday.
And how does all that fit what you heard McSally with what we're hearing now from the president?
Well, McSally said something at the press conference where she said that she had backed a 3 week open deal, but
she did.
At the same time, she voted yesterday against a measure that would have opened the government for 2 weeks. So she voted against the Democratic version of it, which I actually was a little bit surprised by.
Hmm. Congressman?
You know, the problem, one of the hardest problems in politics is consistency, you know? And sometimes being consistent, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But I think the rhetoric of the past, is catching up to people, like hard on the border, terrorists coming across the line. People running for office. People running in Montana use that line that aren't even from Arizona or the border. And I think the senator used that and used it in her primary, and was harder on that issue than trying to out arpaio. And so the consequences of that is that you're stuck with that rhetoric and you're going back and forth. I think the base that supports Trump unilaterally without any question, they're there. But at some point, I think it's going to be an important thing to for Republicans particularly to start to display an independent streak from this administration. Not only this mess that we're just attempting to get out of today, the shutdown, but everything else swirling around this administration, and it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. And as such, you know, I know Martha. We are civil to each other, and I don't have any hatred or anything. I think she's a hardworking person that trying to serve her constituency. But I think what Southern Arizona and Arizona as a whole is going to want to know from their senators is their independence from this president.
All right, we're going to keep you just a few more moments. Congressman Raul Grijalva on the live line from the nation's capital. Joe Ferguson and Sarah Garrett Gasson with me in studio. It's AM 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. And I do want to ask you one more question. Have you noticed no one talks about overextension of visas, which is one of the most telling reasons why we have an immigrant problem in this country? It hasn't been discussed at all.
No, it's 40% in some studies, 46% in
there
others.
You go. Not even
talked
about.
Everybody that's here undocumented overstayed their visa.
And it's not talked about.
Nope.
Well,
not at all.
Anyway, as you can see, if you're watching the screen like we are, Congressman, the president has just wrapped up about 25 minutes. No questions were taken. So I guess the next step is it's a good thing you're still in D.C., right? Because you're going to be called in for a vote.
Yeah, I think we're going to be called for a vote. But also, you know, one of the reasons that I stayed is because of this. I think it's kind of unseemly for, you know, going around back and forth. And, you know, the TSA people aren't getting paid. People that inspect the planes for the Fed, for FAA are not getting paid, but they're being made to work. You know, I think it's the least we could do is stick around here to see what was going to happen, and hopefully it's something that gets people their money back that they deserve, that they earned, and more importantly, gives us an opportunity to, you know, get away from this shutdown. I really believe that because of this decision, it's going to be very difficult for Trump to shut this government down again.
All right. On that note, I hope you are correct. Congressman Raul Grijalva.
I do too.
I hope you have a good weekend. And Joe.
You
and,
too, my friend. And thank you for accommodating the call from here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Congressman Raul Grijalva with us on the live line. Very good timing as far as we're concerned here on the Buckmaster Show that all of this coming down during our time here on AM 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted local news and talk. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break. We're going to hear from the people that make this show possible. These are the Buckmaster Show sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk a bit with Sarah and Joe. And still to come, we'll have our weekend watch. It's Buckmaster on a Friday. Be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
For the first time ever, explore the Biosphere 2 ocean and beach and see up close how we're using the world's largest indoor living ocean for research on the future of coral reefs and rising ocean temperatures. During this privately guided tour, you'll learn why our world's oceans are so important, why they're being impacted, and how the Biosphere 2 Research Center is addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2 tours daily, biosphere2.org.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Mo has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Mo for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Friday focus interview today, a very timely, I think the word, Sarah and Joe, is serendipitous to have the congressman on the phone as the president was making his announcement that the government will be reopened, albeit for a rather, what, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. So, but my question, that's Joe Ferguson, by the way. He is political writer for the Arizona Daily Star. Also, his colleague is with me in studio, Sarah Garrett-Gasson, editorial page editor and columnist. But Sarah, I'm a little bit leery of 3 weeks. The way this Congress and president have been getting along, I mean, what now? Why is this, why is now the time that this is going to happen?
Right. I think the 3 weeks,
this 3 week cooling off period.
Right. From what the president said in the rest of his remarks about talking about how we have no control over who comes in here, which is not true, about the border, there needs to be a barrier, all the sort of stuff. He just reverted back to what he's been saying since the very beginning.
And quoting statistics that are quickly... Many people will counter them very quickly on the fact
right.
checks.
So. Right. So, I mean, he seemed to fall back into quite easily his shtick about the border wall and
the campaign
immigration
mode,
and all
right?
of that.
Yeah.
So, if the format is he's still where he is, and then the
Democrats
and the Democrats are the same place,
an inch on the.
Then where
wall.
Are we going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go ahead, Joe.
Well, I think you saw in the Senate, though, that a couple of Republicans actually broke ranks.
Five, I believe.
Yeah, I thought it was six, but...
Maybe six.
We'll split
okay.
the difference. But I think that right there is, you know, a sign that 3 weeks is going to probably be a lot longer, and mm-hmm. that Congress is not going to have an appetite for another shutdown again, no matter what the president demands.
Let's talk local politics. I had mayoral candidate Steve Farley, and Regina Romero, Tucson City Councilwoman, are considered the two. I don't know who else is really filed, but they're kind of the marquee players right now in the mayoral race. And I asked Steve about the Sanctuary City measure, the fundraising signature campaign that's underway, and he's undecided about it. So could this be, Joe Ferguson, the defining issue perhaps between he and Regina?
It's hard to say. I mean, both of them have been quiet about where they are on this. I said last week I thought it would be a litmus test. I still think it is. But, you know, it depends on how this shakes out. You're going to need some disagreement between the two candidates on this issue, and it very likely could be that both of them will say that it's a flawed proposal.
And Miguel Ortega has announced that he's going to be run in Ward 1.
As a Democrat.
So he changed his registration, and now he'll be involved in Ward 1. And I believe there's at least one other Democrat, maybe two, that would be in that. And as far as the other race, that's the southeast side, where Michael Hicks, the Republican, is the only name I keep hearing in that race over there.
We've had a Democrat that's announced, but the name eludes me for the moment.
out of the legislature, it looks like there may be bipartisan support, Sarah Garrett-Gassen, for legislation that would prohibit texting while driving.
Yes, this is something that has come up for years. I'm speaking of Steve Farley back when he was first in the legislature. It turned out that one of the very first editorials I wrote when I moved from the newsroom into the editorial department was about how there are much more serious issues than texting and driving, and I was wrong, because it's something that we have seen is really a dangerous practice, and we need a state law against it. It's something that for some reason has been incredibly difficult for the Arizona legislature to get behind. And cities and counties are having to put ordinances in place on their own, but the legislature just will not do it until now there's talk about it because a law enforcement officer was killed by a driver who had said that they were texting. So now there's talk about it and kind of some momentum, but in the very last sentence of a story we had on the front page today by Howard Fisher from Capital Media Services, is the last line is, at this point, no date has been set for a hearing. So we'll see where it goes.
And that has nothing to do with talking on the phone. This is only about texting.
Right.
Talking on the phone while driving or a device. It's interesting, Joe and Sarah, that Steve Farley was pretty much one of the first state lawmakers in the United States
to
talk about this issue, and other states quickly adopted it, but Arizona did not.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly what the issue is at the legislature, but this has been going on and something Steve's been talking about for more than a decade.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it will get passed because it's a dangerous thing to do. And the other states in the nation have seen the wisdom, and I hope our own state can do the same.
What's coming up in the paper Sunday, Sarah?
Well, we have a really nice piece coming from Tucson City Councilman Steve Kozacik, not about politics, kind of a tribute to his mother and his mother's generation. She passed recently.
Passed this week, actually.
Yeah. And so, and it's from the heart, and he makes some really great points. And so looking for that. And we have a new columnist joining us on some Sundays. It's Renee Schaefer-Horton, who you'll probably know from her lengthy career at the Tucson Citizen, and she's going to be
joining
our Sunday local rotation. So I'm glad for that.
You know, speaking of the Citizen, we are so delighted, Sarah and Joe, to have sports guy, Steve Rivera, here talking sports, local sports, from 1 to 3, right after the Buckmaster Show. I keep the seat warm for Steve. But he had Caitlin?
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Schmidt.
Schmidt on the show this week, and it was I was so impressed with the way she handled herself on the radio, and I was even more impressed that the Arizona Daily Star, and kudos to the Star for having one of the first sports investigative journalists in the country.
Absolutely. It's something that Caitlin has done a bang-up job covering, especially with Title IX, sexual assault, domestic violence, things like that within the athletic department, mm-hmm. and how that is treated by the university or not treated by the university, and she's done a great job.
It's funny, she was saying that, you know, she's a wildcat herself.
She is.
Graduated from the U of A, and like, what about the blowback? And she said, yeah, Joe, she was saying there are some very diehard wildcat fans that don't want to hear any bit of bad news. But by and large, people really have been surprised by her reporting.
She's done a great job, and she's won a lot of friends over her, you know, taking some of the most cherished aspects of wildcats to task, and I'm really proud of her.
Your colleague Tim Steller, what's he writing about Sunday, or can you not disclose that?
No, Tim's okay. Got a story about ranchers and how we see the same ones over and over again when we have these political debates about the wall. And Tim talked to other ranchers and is asking the question of whether or not the ones that we see in political ads is really indicative of what ranchers feel about the southern border.
So in other words, there's a whole lot of folks whose voices are not being heard on this issue.
Right. There's more than two ranchers.
There's more than two, certainly. All right. Joe Ferguson. Joe, anything you want to promote about Sunday's paper?
Well, I know that we're working on a couple stories, but we're going to keep them a little close to the vest until Sunday.
Okay.
But it's well worth your time to read.
And you may find out what you're doing this afternoon after the show. You never know. All right. Joe Ferguson, always a pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
You.
And thank you, Sarah.
Happy to be here. Thank
this
you.
This is your first visit to the Starship AM 1030, Voice.
It is quite luxurious.
It is very nice. We could put we could put an orchestra in here, but maybe maybe we'll have a live orchestra for the Buckmaster Show someday. Anyway, have a great weekend to both of you. We have Weekend Watch with Matt Russell coming up right after the break.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority's 20-year transportation plan is funded through June 2026 by a special taxing district, which is a state-established political subdivision within Pima County. The RTA plan and half-cent excise tax were voter-approved in May 2006, and the tax is collected within the district. More about RTA Citizens Advisory Committee's efforts to develop an RTA continuation plan at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hi, I'm Ryan Hansen, and we are excited to announce that our annual Travel Showcase has a new location, new presentations, and exciting new offers. Sunday, February 24th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hilton El Conquistador, we'll have over 40 travel representatives offering a presentation and your chance to learn about where they go, who they are, and their exciting offers. I will also be presenting an unfiltered look at travel topics, so you do not want to miss the 2019 Travel Showcase from Bon Voyage.
I am excited, by the way, about that travel showcase. I'll be doing almost an hour with Ryan Hansen talking about my top 10 travel destinations that are under the radar. That's going to be a fun event the last Sunday of February out at the El Conquistador. It's time for Weekend Watch, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Just a short three-hour drive from Tucson to a lovely part of the southwestern United States. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of the great places to stay and recreate. Several dozen suggestions in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Suggestions for a good time. Here's a guy always looking for a good time and a good meal. Mr. Matt Russell, the Weekend Watch host and, of course, award-winning publicist, inside Tucson business food and beverage columnist. And he just did a great half hour on the Mark Bishop Show this morning here at Starship AM 1030. How do you like the new studios, my friend?
Absolutely. I almost got lost inside that studio. I've never seen so much room. Well, I did have the opportunity to shake up a cocktail for Mark Bishop. So next Weekend Watch, how about you and I have a little snack together on the air in the studio?
Let's do it. Happy hour tonight. What's your pick?
It's a gorgeous day to sneak out a little bit early for happy hour today. My pick, Bill, is Feast on Speedway. Chef Doug Levy is always thinking about creative ways to sort of celebrate the happiest of hours. And the one thing I love most about his happy hour is the pairings that he puts together. And better yet, the drinks are discounted and they come with complimentary, that means free, complimentary snacks. One pairing that I love is a bright and crisp Riesling wine. And with that, you'll get a free pork tenderloin medallion with goat cheese. It's just beautiful. That sounds happy to me. Head over to Feast to kick off your weekend.
What's going on at the Dutch?
Yeah, you know what? Over there on University Boulevard and Main Gate Square, they're inviting your listeners, Bill, to go wild tomorrow night at their Wild Game and Beer Dinner at 6 o'clock. They've partnered with Dragoon Brewing Company on a four-course Wild Game Dinner that'll feature the likes of pheasant and wild boar and bison and on and on. Each will be paired with a different Dragoon beer to kind of complement the flavors of the proteins. Tickets are just $48 a person, but reservations are required. So call 792-6684 and prepare to go wild.
That is like a taste of Amsterdam, isn't it, over at the Dutch?
It really, really is. I mean, Chef Marcus Van Winden, who hails from the motherland, really brings his love of the country right here to Tucson, and we all benefit every night.
We have so many of these wonderful government workers who are really had a hard time. You know, how many Americans can really afford to go without two paychecks? And that's a big impact. How are the local restaurants reacting to these fine people?
Yeah, well, you know what? I was prepared to showcase some of the local restaurants that are offering discounts to those impacted by the shutdown. But, Bill, did I hear that a deal is being made right this very hour that could open up the government? I don't have the details, but the news flash just passed by me. So let's do this. Even if the government opens back up, which, Bill, that's what you want, that's what I want.
Right.
Why not lend your support to those local restaurants that were previously offering discounts for furloughed workers? I'm talking about Diablo Burger. Burger, Genie's French Cafe, Indian Twist, The Parish, Rocco's Little Chicago, Urban Pita, the list goes on and on. When times get rough, these are the local restaurants that stand up and do what's right for the community, and I'll be supporting them this weekend.
I'm so glad you were able to mention them. And yes, we did have Congressman Grijalva. We had a little bit of the news conference from the president. For us here, it was very serendipitous, all of that coming during the Buckmaster Show. So very much appreciate it. Matt Russell, Weekend Watch, longtime host. So much we appreciate what you do. Thank you, Matt.
Right back at you. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure to talk with Matt Russell. The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, wholly responsible for the content of our program. Original theme music is composed by our German friend Christophan from the Munich area. Thanks to my assistant, Rosemary Brandt, everyone here at KVOI and Bustos Media, my engineer and producer, Bob Dio, really the entire team people that make sure that everything goes so smoothly for Buckmaster each weekday during the noon hour. I am Bill Buckmaster. Steve Rivera is next. Have a great afternoon and evening and a great weekend.